Recorded Books presents Reagan, His Life and Legend by Max Boot. Narrated by Graham Winton. Introduction. The Pragmatist. From James A. Baker III. He was a true conservative, but boy, was he pragmatic when it came to governing. Many years have passed since Ronald Reagan's historic funeral, and even more since he left office. Yet while countless books and articles have been produced about one of the most influential presidents of the 20th century, there is still no definitive biography. The task rightly should have fallen to the late Edmund Morris, chosen as the president's official biographer and granted unprecedented real-time access to the White House from 1985 to 1989. But he appeared to be so flummoxed by the complexities of Reagan's character that he produced Dutch, a memoir of Ronald Reagan, an experimental, quasi-fictional book that was widely criticized in spite of its acute insights into the president's boyhood. Not a few people I interviewed about Ronald Reagan began by asking, "You're not going to write a book like Edmund's, are you?" No, I'm not. But while this book is strictly factual, I have resisted the temptation to insert myself as a character in Reagan's long life. I harbor some sympathy for the ordeal that this gifted writer went through to understand a man who was always hiding in plain sight. Reagan was often accused of having simplistic views, but he was hardly a simple man. Ronald Reagan was one of the most famous people in the world from the 1930s onward, but he remained an enigma, even to those who knew him, which suggests that his very inscrutability may have contributed to his appeal. He was the most affable of men, always ready with a story or joke, always genial, always polite, always thoughtful on a one-to-one basis that transcended race or class. As a result of his acting experience, he could connect with an audience like few other politicians. Yet his own children said they did not know him well. Behind his practice bonhomie was a glacial reserve that forced the person closest to him, his wife Nancy, to say that he walled off part of himself, even from her. "He was just plain hard to figure out," noted one White House aide. He preached family values, but he was the first divorced man and the only one other than Donald J. Trump to win the presidency. He presided over an often dysfunctional family and did not know until long afterward that one of his children, Michael, had been molested by a camp counselor, or another, Maureen, had been beaten by her first husband. He never knew the names of his children's friends. He would call aides and acquaintances to comfort them when a parent died, and his aides were slavishly dedicated to him. But he barely noticed when aides left his employ and seldom did anything to buck up their morale while they were working for him. Sometimes, long before the onset of Alzheimer's, he couldn't remember their names. James A. Baker III, his White House chief of staff and later U.S. Treasury secretary, told me that Reagan looked on him as just one of the hired hands. And even political consultant Stuart K. Spencer, an essential strategist in all four of Reagan's successful political campaigns going back to 1966, said that he always viewed himself as a solid acquaintance, not a real friend of Reagan's. Spencer felt much closer to former President Gerald Ford, in spite of having run only one of his campaigns. Reagan was fundamentally a loner who, by the time of his presidency, had few real friends beyond his wife and two former state police officers who worked with him on his ranch. He would have made, in words of Spencer, a pretty good hermit, yet he was so good-natured that he utterly lacked the resentments and paranoia of presidents such as Lyndon Johnson, Richard Nixon, and Donald Trump. Reagan had strong convictions and could be quick on his feet as a speaker, but he lacked intellectual depth or curiosity. His mind was full of finely honed stories and factual nuggets, many of them apocryphal, some of them based on movies he had seen or acted in, others invented by right-wing propagandists. No matter how many times his claims were revealed to be false, he stubbornly kept repeating them. He often bored aides and visitors by reciting the same well-worn tales over and over, instead of engaging in the intricacies of policy arguments. When he was working in Hollywood, he drove many associates to distraction with his incessant talk about politics.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?